Good morning. It's 16 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m., and it's time for our live local interview. And in the studio, we have Denise Klingler. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Peter. Thank you for having me in.
Denise, I understand. So you have a birthday. Did I get that right?
Well, it wasn't my birthday, but it was the birthday of the Sitka Pregnancy Center. We just celebrated our first year here in the community of Sitka, working to serve the Sitka's young families.
So we were chatting earlier before the interview, and I asked about pregnancy aid, which was a precursor. This is definitely not pregnancy aid.
This is the Sitka Pregnancy Center, so we're a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And again, we provide encouragement and support and education and resources for our young families. As any parent knows, it can be very overwhelming to have young children in the house or to be pregnant. And our children do not come with owner's manuals. So there's
they don't?
A lot.
You can't provide that.
I can't. I'm so sorry. I wish I had one for mine. But
Well, yeah. We'd probably be millionaires, right, if we came up with something like that.
Exactly. Yes.
So what kind of education does a Sitka Pregnancy Center offer?
So what we use is a nationally produced program called Earn While You Learn. And so these are professionally produced DVDs that present current information, up-to-date information that's presented by pediatricians, child psychologists, specialists in the field. There's a huge range of topics all throughout your pregnancy, any questions that you might have, any concerns you might have, more information you might need all through pregnancy, toddlerhood, all the way, even we have some information on basic life skills, budgeting, those kind of things that people might need to brush up on.
So your education covers more than just while there's a pregnancy and immediately after. How far would you say your education programs go in terms of the age of a child?
So we go definitely through toddlerhood, which would be probably through age 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bit of a gap, and it goes into more parenting skills and life skills.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I understand that as people go through this program, as they pick and choose the educational materials, they earn a kind of a credit in your building, in your organization.
Yeah, this is a great thing. What you do is you would come to the center, and there's a whole master list of topics that are covered, and you would just choose whatever is of interest to you at that time. So you look at that, and then you would watch the DVD, and there's a follow-along worksheet. It's just to help you remember. You know, sometimes when you're watching something, it's kind of hard to when you get home, to remember, oh, yeah, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a follow-along worksheet, and just for watching that and taking part in that, you earn 5 what we call baby bucks. And those are for you to spend in our boutique.
A boutique? I did not know there was a baby boutique.
There is a baby boutique full of wonderful things. Clothing, there's diapers, wipes, all the practical things, strollers, baby backpacks, cribs, you know, things that you would need.
Where do you get all this? Where does all this come from?
We have many people who donate financially, mm-hmm. and also donate gently used items when their children outgrow them. They say, hey, I'd like to pass this on to someone else who can use this. So that's what we do. And then there's also a little homework that goes with each lesson.
Homework?
Homework.
Maybe we shouldn't be talking about that.
Homework.
Right?
Yeah, for
adults
all you kids
and homework,
who
it doesn't
think
always
that
mix, right? Not in this case.
Right. For all of us who thought that our homework days were over. But again, if you go ahead and fill that out, and the goal is just to remember, and we really want to give you extra tools in your toolbox for when things may be not running smoothly at home and you're just kind of wondering, okay, what else can I try with this child? Or how can you help me understand how to work better with my child?
So there are all kinds of things that could go haywire at home, right? So what would be, there are so many of them, I can't even think of them all. So what would be an example, perhaps, someone that you had in recently that was having a a challenge.
So, well, one thing I wanted to talk a little bit about is sign language, you know, and that's a very popular tool right now that we found, you know, our toddlers, a lot of their temper tantrums are because they understand our language, but they can't communicate it back to us.
And we just don't get it, right? Or we might not be listening, any of those things.
We just don't get what they're trying to say sometimes.
I've been there, yes.
So teaching a few basic signs, children pick up on these and they can actually let us know, hey, I want more milk, or I want more to eat, or something hurts.
So I know this is radio, but I'm going to ask you to show me one sign, and we'll try to describe that.
Okay, so this is more.
So more, you're taking both hands and
putting the fingertips together
in front of your chest.
More, milk.
Milk is like mimicking, milking a cow.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
So more milk is one of
so
the basic signs that you would teach your child. Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's something that you hope. You've got some plans perhaps for some regular activities at your organization.
Right. One of our goals is, as a community outreach, is to maybe try and do a workshop there at the center once a month, which, again, is still in the planning stages. But one of them would be this basic sign language with your children, and maybe just teach five basic signs and give you, you know, a photograph or to take home with you of these signs, so you can takes a bit of practice and consistency. But right, that would be one thing. And maybe again, just planning, but maybe a craft project. We could bring everybody in and do something crafty with our little people, and just to give parents an outlook, outreach there.
So you're a member of the board, so that's something that you've been talking about at the
Correct.
At the board level.
Right.
And the board meets once a month?
We meet once a month, usually on the third Friday. And if people want to know more about that, I can get you on the email list or something like that.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. Do you have, what other kinds of materials might you have to hand out to someone who's coming in? I believe you had, there's a brochure that describes...
So we have our own brochure, which describes who we are and what we do, but we also have the brochure for the Earn While You Learn, which lets everybody know what topics we cover.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great fatherhood program that's specifically aimed for dads. We know there are single dads in this community, and there may be some specific needs that they... so this Earn While You Learn also addresses dads.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you can also find this information on your website.
Yes, we're online at SickaPregnancyCenter.org, and we're also on Facebook.
Okay, and where is the? I want to call it a clinic, but it's not a clinic. What's the right word for this? Maybe just the center.
Just the center, okay. I think, Peter. Right, we are not a medical clinic, though we do offer free pregnancy tests if someone has that need. But we are in Mountain View Estates, so if you go up Price Street, it's going to be on your right. It's Mountain View Estates, and we're in number 25. Currently, we're open on Mondays from 1 to 5, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. And our phone number is 623-0965.
Okay. So that's how to get there and how to get more information.
Right.
So it sounds like that there aren't that many office hours, but of course the website's open 24/7.
Yes, and as we get more people interested and more people coming in, we'll definitely expand that. But for right now, that's where we're at, 2 days a week.
Well, great. Well, and that was the location for your birthday party.
It was. We had so much fun. We had cake and door prizes and... opened it and invited the community to come in and just to celebrate with us this outreach program for our community, just to support our families.
Well, congratulations on making it through your first year.
Thank you.
Well, super. We've been speaking with Denise Klingler. She's on the board of directors with Sitka Pregnancy Center, new organization in town. And once again, if you'd like to reach out to her, you can call 623-0965 or visit their website. And that website name again is?
SitkaPregnancyCenter.org.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate the opportunity.